Obviously, you decided to put your name in the hat for Fort Madison School Board. What prompted you to do that?
There's a couple things. Two of the issues that come most readily, I suppose, would be the changes to the Chapter 20 collective bargaining laws. I was there to support the teachers when they began their most recent round of negotiations. And a lot of the things that were no longer negotiable, the board decided that they would take that language and move it into the employee handbook, which I thought was a nice move on their part. That language is no longer permitted to be in the contract, even if both parties agree on it. So going forward, I would like to be a part of making sure that language in the handbook now stays, you know, beneficial to the staff.
When it comes to what you bring, what do you bring as a candidate?
An open mind, mostly. I like to make sure I'm right when I express my opinion. That means changing my mind if necessary. I'll look at all the facts, even those that oppose what I'm predisposed to believe, and try to come up with the actual truth rather than just what I want to be right. So I think I would be partial to listening to all sides, not just hearing what they're saying so that I can come up with an argument against it, but hearing it so I can understand it and make sure that I know I'm making the best decision for the community.
What was it about the running for school board? I mean, a lot of people can be involved but not take that step. I mean, is this the first time you've ever run for office? Is this a whole brand new thing for you?
It's the first time I've run for public office. I am an officer on my Union Local's executive board. But yeah, this is the first time I've run for public office.
How have you been preparing for this? I mean, obviously, once you turn those papers in, then it's like, okay, I'm on the ballot now. How have you been getting ready?
I've gone to the board's website, and I'm going through some of their meeting minutes, some of their agenda items. I'm looking at their policies. They've got a lot of PDFs on the website there that I'm going through.
What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the district from what you've seen, what you've learned about it so far? What are the biggest challenges?
Well, the other item that prompted me to run for this is a large challenge right now. The elementary schools are in a state of disrepair. They've had to dismiss school early on several occasions because of the heat. They're not air conditioned. The buildings are becoming too small to support the population. There was a bond proposal to build a new building out by where the new middle school is now that didn't quite just missed the 60% it needed. And that kind of surprised me. But that's one of the primary issues that needs dealt with right now, because the community needs better facilities. Obviously, the community this time didn't think that a new building was the answer, but something does need to be done.
Do you think the board and the community has a good working relationship with the community, good communication with the community?
I have heard many people don't believe that. I've never personally felt that was necessarily the case, because as I said, I'm on the website now going through meeting minutes. It's not necessarily the easiest thing to parse through. One thing I would like to do as a part of the board would be to make the information more palatable, easier to digest for someone who doesn't want to sit there for hours and try to piece together the clues present in the very formal minutes, maybe something on a Facebook page, social media, easy to access for the community.
And kind of along those lines, are there some goals, some ideas that you would bring to the school board?
Yeah, I've got, like I said, I've got that open mind that I'm willing to listen to what, you know, any sort of idea a person has. One of the issues, back to that bond for the new building, some people said that they didn't have enough information. Some people said it was going to be too expensive. Other people claim that maintaining the school buildings that exist now is going to cost more in the long term than building that new building. So one of the things I'd like to do is really make sure that information is easily available, cut and dried, and just sort of make it available to the community.
One of the biggest things that a school board does is craft the budget for the new school year. And obviously it's a balance of maintaining programs versus property taxes. What would be the areas of priority for you? I mean, when you're saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to be helping craft this budget, what are those areas that you would say, no matter what, we got to make sure that we're putting the money here?
Sure. To me, the success or failure of an entire community rests on its school system. If it doesn't have a strong school system, its entire economy is going to fail. I see it as sort of a three-legged stool. You've got the faculty, the facility, and the curriculum. If any one of those legs on the stool comes up short, the entire stool falls over. So those would be the three areas I would focus on, making sure the faculty is incentivized to do a good job. If they're worried about their finances, they're not going to have their head in the game, you know. They're going to be stressed. They're not going to be as patient with some of the students as they need to be. And, of course, the facilities have to be an environment that students are capable of learning in. And the curriculum needs to be something that the students need to succeed rather than just don't know how to say it, maybe the state thinks is necessary. Obviously, those things need to be included, but you know, the arts primarily seem to get cut a lot in favor of more the 3 R's mm-hmm. type thing.
When it comes to you mentioned how you've been learning and trying to learn about the district and stuff. Mm-hmm. Has there been a decision made, good or bad, by the board that you really opposed or really supported? Has anything really stood out saying, you know what, by making that decision, I really think they did the right thing, or I really question their decision there?
Most recently, I would say going back to when they began negotiations, right off the bat, they offered to take the language that was no longer negotiable and move it in the employee handbook. And that went a long way toward me for giving a lot of respect to the board, that instead of just demanding that the language be abolished. Of course, like I said, the board does control the handbook. And so I'd like to make sure I've got the opportunity to put my 2 cents in there.